Prague is expected to rename the city square outside Russia's embassy in honor of slain Russian opposition figure Boris Nemtsov in time for the fifth anniversary of his killing on the 27th of February. The city council is also in favor of naming a public space after Russian investigative journalist Anna Politkovskaya, another prominent Kremlin critic, gunned down a decade earlier. Brian Kennedy has the details.
Prague City Council member Petr Kutilek, the Green Party, first launched a petition to rename the square after Boris Nemtsov 4 years ago. Ahead of the October 2018 municipal elections, he wrote an open letter to mayoral candidates asking them to commit to the symbolic gesture. Quite a few did, and now, following the resubmission of an official proposal and passing of one last administrative hurdle, party leaders in the Prague municipal government are set to vote on and pass the measure, he says.
Last Wednesday, the Commission on Street Names, which is an advisory body to the Executive City Council, approved, or they basically had a no objections position to this, and they had stated that they do consider both Boris Nemtsov and Anna Politkovskaya to be important personalities that do deserve a public space to be named after them in Prague. And so now it really goes to the vote in the city council, which I understand next week or the week after is going to take a vote on it. And after basically all three coalition parties have expressed support, I understand this is basically a done deal.
In recent months, the Russian embassy has objected to moves by two individual city districts of Prague regarding memorials to Soviet-era military figures. In one case, councillors voted to remove a statue to Marshal Ivan Konev, whose forces liberated much of Czechoslovakia during World War II, but also is said to have helped plan the Warsaw Pact invasion of 1968. In the other case, a district voted to erect a memorial to the so-called Vlasov Army, which had fought alongside the Nazis but switched sides during the Prague uprising. I asked Mr. Kutilek if he was concerned that renaming the square outside the Russian embassy in Prague after Boris Nemtsov could further exacerbate tensions.
Well, I would say there's a slight difference in that what we are talking about here is indeed a recent important Russian official, a pro-democracy activist. And so this is slightly different from, I think, the Konev-Vlasov controversy that has to do with events 8 years past, right? And the important thing to say here is that actually it has been, since the presidency of Václav Havel, has been the official Czech foreign policy priority to promote and express support to democracy and human rights around the world. And in a way, it's actually still in the official Czech foreign policy position papers as a part of the Czech foreign policy strategy. And so what we are now trying to do is actually we have sort of pushed the city of Prague to really maintain this priority of Czech foreign policy, even if sort of national government foreign policy has been a bit more, I would say, timid on this priority over the past 7 or 8 years. This is something that is supposed to really express the support and respect to those brave Russian people who actually work towards making Russia and indeed the world more and more democratic and peaceful world. And so we hope that this is going to be understood in this context.
In late June 2017, five Chechen men were found guilty by a Moscow court jury for the contract killing of Boris Nemtsov. But his families say that those who ordered and arranged for his assassination have not been brought to justice. At the time, Mr. Nemtsov was helping to organize a rally against Russian military intervention in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin called the killing brazen and politically motivated, and the Kremlin has denied any involvement.